Take your Bible and turn to Proverbs chapter 17. The Bible said, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, it says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." I want to preach in a little peculiar direction tonight, if God will be my help on this thought. A serious sense of humor. A serious sense of humor. As we see this, the Bible tells us here, and the old preacher, he tells us that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But he also says, "But a broken spirit drieth the bones." Now, when he says a broken spirit drieth the bones, he's talking about that would harm the whole body. When you're talking about drying the bones, that's a broken spirit that drieth the bones, you're talking about the whole person that we are. And he said that broken spirit, he said it harms the whole person. But he said a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And we looked last Wednesday night, and we was talking about Paul and how Paul took his job very seriously. Paul took the job that God had given him to do for the Lord, ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. He took it very, very seriously. Amen. He didn't goof around, play around with it, but he took it serious. But praise God, he didn't take it too serious. He realized that Jesus Christ, He was the Messiah, and that Paul wasn't. Amen. I want to say tonight, Jesus is the God of heaven. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We're not. Praise God. He gives us the help that we need. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, praise God, our relationship between our attitude and our health paints a big picture of who we are. Amen. If you go around down, trod beat down all the time, praise God, you're not going to be well. Amen. I know a whole lot of people that's through their mind and their thinking have caused themselves to be sick. Amen. That's why we need the Lord, praise God. We need to have joy in our souls and just lift up, magnify God every day. Amen. We are to. Because being down all the time, praise God, it can make you sick. And it takes the good word. What brings you up out of the good word of God? That's what lifts you up. Look, back up just a couple chapters to chapter number 12. Chapter number 12 and verse number 25. Look what it says. He said, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop." Amen? Said, heaviness in your heart will bow you over. Heaviness in your heart will drive you down. Amen. He said, that's what it does. But look what he says, but. I'm glad there's a buts in the Word of God. Amen? He said, but a good word maketh it glad. He said that a heaviness of the heart will stoop you over, it'll drive you down, it'll beat you down. But he said, praise God, the good word of God will lift you up. The good word of God will make you glad. Amen, praise God. He'll bring joy to your heart. That's what the Word of God does. Amen. But he says in our text that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. Is that a merry heart? What does a merry heart do? A merry heart's apt to laugh. Amen. We ought to be able to laugh in the world that we live in. Even in the calamity, in the hard times, in the hardship, we ought to be able to laugh because we know God. And the last life is on the devil tonight. And it's a world we live in. Oh, God is in control. God is in charge. And God will have the last life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you believe God lives? Amen. God does life. He tells several places where God lives. Amen. God has a sense of humor. Hello? Do you know God's got a sense of humor? Look over at Psalm chapter number 2. Psalm chapter number 2. The Bible says this, verse number 1. He says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together." Now watch this, "against the Lord." Wonder how that's going to turn out. "And against His anointed." That's Jesus. Wonder how that's going to work out. "Saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." The Bible says this, verse number 4. Psalm chapter 2, verse number 4, the Bible says this. "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision." Amen. He said they're going to say, hey, let's just separate ourselves from God. Let's go in our own direction. Let's cast our bands, His bands from off of us. Let's not let Him hold on to us no more. Let's not let Him have control of us no more. Let's cast His bands off and let's just do what we'd like to do for a change. Let's just see what we can get accomplished without Him. Amen. And the Bible says that the Lord, He that sitteth in the heaven, talking about God Almighty, shall laugh. Amen? Say, God's got a humor. Hey, you can just see Him as He pokes the sun. Son, look at that. What are they thinking? They think they can make it without us. They ought to know better. Ha, ha, ha. Praise God, we're God and they're not. They ought to know better. Amen? He said, Lord, shall have them in derision. In other words, He said He holds them in contempt. That He laughs and He may, even to the point of making fun of them, say, look at them. What do they think they're doing? They ought to know better. Amen. I tell you tonight, young, we can't make it without the Lord. Amen. Without the Lord, you couldn't take your next breath. Your heart would quit beating. You would die without the Lord. Amen. He keeps us running. He keeps us going. Praise God, even for His glory. The Bible teaches, we know that. In the writings of David, He instructs us in that. So does God have a sense of humor? Yes, He's got a sense of humor. Amen. Praise God. He's got a serious sense of humor. Amen. He's serious, praise God, about what He does. And He's got a serious sense of humor when it comes to me and you. Praise God, He's there to help us if we'll let Him. In Psalms 59, David's a-praying. And it's the time when he's besieged and Saul's a-watching his house, trying to kill him, anticipation of murdering him. And David prays a prayer. He says, deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul and the mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake and help me and behold. Now thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressor, Selah. What about that? Amen. What about that prayer? And God says, hey, listen, said those in iniquity and those in transgression. He said, Lord, don't be merciful to them. Amen. He said, they return at evening, they make a noise like a dog and go around about the city. He said, they're just howling around and telling things and saying things, whether they be true or not. He said, they're just doing all these things all around town. He said, behold, they belch out with their mouths, for swords are in their lips. For who say they doth hear. But now watch what he says. He said, but thou, O Lord, shall laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, Lord, you're going to laugh at them. You're going to hold them in contempt. A contempt not against me, but contempt against the holy God. I'm afraid tonight there's a lot of people in contempt against the holy God. So what do you say? Does God have a sense of humor? God, yes, God has a sense of humor. Amen. Praise God. God has a sense of humor. Yeah, I know He does because He made me. Amen. I could have used you, but I used me. God has a sense of humor because He made me. Amen. Praise God. If I'd have been God, I'd have done something a little different. Amen. Because He knew who I was, but yet He made me for me. Bible says in Jeremiah that He formed me in my mother's womb. Amen. Praise God. What a God we serve. It loved me and He had a sense of humor because He brought me and He brought you into this world. Amen. So we know that God the Father had a sense of humor. What about the Lord Jesus Christ? Did the Lord Jesus Christ have a sense of humor? Amen. He sure did. The Lord Jesus Christ had a sense of humor. Our Lord Jesus, our Savior, Jesus Christ, had a sense of humor. Look over at Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 1. Now this is a Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is preaching. Amen. And he's preaching to these people. And he preaches in verse number 1, he says, judge not that you be not judged. Amen? He said, you're not here to be judged, praise God. He said, judge not, let you be not judged. He said, for with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Amen? Now watch this. Now Jesus preached, I mean, this is straight up preaching. Amen? Hello? Amen. It's straight up preaching, praise God, straight from the throne of grace. But look what he says in verse number 3. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Amen. Jesus just laid it on them. Amen. Now, a lot of times, we see this in a different spectrum, praise God, than probably what they did. See, Jesus was talking about spiritual things, and we take it spiritually, but when we look at the gist of the thing, we see Jesus, praise God, he's putting out a picture, he's painting a picture, praise God, that they can see, praise God. He said, we don't need to be judging others in these small things, amen. We want to judge others in small things, but he said we won't judge ourselves in the big things. That's what he was saying in a nutshell. But that's not how he said it. Amen. He said, beholdest the mote that's in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye. Can you see the picture? He's painting a picture for us to see. He said, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Let me just give you this picture tonight. He said, you've got a beam in your eye. Big old wooden rod poking you in the eye. And you can't see that, praise God. You said, don't recognize it for yourself. Jesus said, you got a big old beam poking out of your eye. But he said, hey, listen, you come over to Brother Jeff and say, I think you got a little old something in your eye. And so let me see if I get that out of there for you. Hold on, don't quit moving around. Quit squirming them out. Praise God, I'm trying to help you out here. But you got this beam in your eye. You got this thing that's poking in your eye, praise God. It's so big you can't see what you're doing. But yet you're going to get a mote, praise God, a speck of dust out of their eye. Amen. I believe them people, praise God, was laughing themselves to tears. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here you got this great old big beam. He painted them a picture. Praise God. There was some serious sense of humor going on here. Praise God for them people to see. In Jesus Christ their Savior. He wanted them to see it, praise God. He wanted to remember it. Amen. I guarantee you, listen, those folks never forgot that. Amen. They said, remember what Jesus said about that big old beam in your eye? You remember how funny that was? Praise God, who you say about that big old beam in your eye, but you're going to get a speck of dust out of somebody else's? He said, you got to get that big old beam out of your eye. Amen. Had to do some self-surgery with the help of the Lord. Said, you're going to have to remove that. That may sound ridiculous, praise God. But that's what he was telling them. He said, hey, listen. He said, that beam that's in your eye, praise God. Now, you ain't going to be able to do nothing until you get that beam out of your eye. Man, I can't help you. You can't help nobody else. You got a big old beam in your eye. And they got a little old speck of dust. Amen. Praise God. Kind of like as you know when you ever get an eyelash in your eye? That thing drive you crazy till you get out of there. Amen. He said, that little old mote's in your eye, that little old speck is in your eye. He said, praise God, and you've got to get it out. But praise God, that one, it's got a great old big beam in his eye. He ain't going to be able to help you till he gets that beam out of his eye. Amen. He said, you're not going to be able to see clearly till you get that cleared up. Amen. He said, you got to get it removed, praise the Lord. That motor, that beam's got to be gone. Amen. Once that beam's gone out of your eye, then I can look at old Jeffrey and say, hold still, son, let me borrow your handkerchief. I see it right there. Hold on, right there in the corner of your eye. Praise God, I love you, brother. I'll get that out of there. I'm here to help you, praise God. But he said, you can't do it. Jesus had a sense of humor, praise God. He said, listen, he said, this is the way it is, praise God. He said, we got to get ourselves cleaned up. We got to be seeing good ourselves before we help somebody to see the right way. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think there's a whole lot of people in the world, they've got a beam in their eye. And they're trying to clean up somebody else's mess. Amen. Praise God, we have to work on our own before we can do that. And behold, a beam is in thine own eye. He said, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Amen? Praise God. Can you see this? Can you see them as they was relating to this? Praise God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you another. Look over at Matthew chapter number 23. Matthew chapter number 23. Jesus is talking to them. And he's the Pharisees, and he calls them scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. In verse number 23, Matthew 23 and 23, he says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Amen. What's a hypocrite? Hypocrite, somebody that says something and does something else. Amen. A hypocrite, somebody that tells you to live a certain way, praise God, while they're living the opposite way. Hello? I'm believing there's a whole lot of hypocrites in the world today. They'll tell you how to live and how to act and how to react. But praise God, why they act and live and react in the wrong way. He said, for you pay tithe and men anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have done and not to leave the other undone. But now watch what he does. What a blessing we see here, the Lord. Amen. He's painting them a picture here. And the Lord's got a sense of humor. Amen. Look what he says in verse 24. He said, ye blind guides. Watch this. Hey. Let me show you the way, son. You know, where'd he go? Hey, sir! Sir, can I? He said, you blind guides. Praise God, you're trying to show them. And praise, you're blind yourself. You don't see yourself, but you're trying to show people the ways. Amen. Don't you know them people like life themselves to death? They say, hi, look at, listen what he's saying. They're blind and they're trying to lead. The blind will lead you right into the ditch. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Lord God. Lord said, I'm going to paint you a picture. I want you to see it. Praise the Lord. I want you to see what's taking. The blind guides. Praise God. The blind guides. He said, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. He said, can you see them? Said, they're blind. They don't see. Amen. He said, they strain out the gnat. Can you imagine them finding a gnat? They couldn't even find souls, praise God. They couldn't lead them in the right way. Praise God, it said, you strain out a gnat. Get rid of You work and you labor and you try to fight and get rid of that little old bitty gnat. Gnats are the awfulest thing. Them gnats are terrible. They're bad. They're everywhere. Amen. He said, you try to strain them out. You try to get rid of them. Amen. Try to strain the gnats out. Praise God. Get them out of the way. To take them out of the picture. But he said, then you swallow a camel. Can you see the picture? Them trying to round up and strain out them gnats. Praise God. And said, hey, listen, they get rid of them gnats. Get it away from their food. Get away from their plate. Get away from their face and their lives. But praise God. And then comes along the camel and they swallow him down. Tell me Jesus didn't have a sense of humor. Praise God. He said, you strain at them gnats to get rid of me. He said, then you swallow that camel down. He said, you take it plumb in. Amen. He didn't say, praise God, said, you're upset about these small little issues, about, you know, the cup being clean and the platter being clean and washing the things and washing your hands and all this stuff, these little things that you're tore up about. He said, you strain at that gnat, but then said, you swallow a camel. Amen. All these little bitty things you're worried about, tore up over. Then he paints them a word picture, praise God, and drives in his point. They can see, praise God. Amen. Can see them, praise God, straightening the things out in their hearts and their minds, according to the Word of God. He said, yeah, you should be judging the mightier matters. Amen. The weightier matters of the law. Judgment and mercy and faith. Amen. What would be the things that you're dealing with, that you're focusing on, the things that belong to God? Amen. Praise the Lord. Instead of those little petty things that you're focusing so much on. Amen. The seriousness of the sense of humor that God has, that He gives to us, praise God, that we might rejoice, that we might have joy. Amen. Laughter does good. It's like a medicine. We need medicine, praise God. We need that from the Lord that He can give us. So our attitude, praise God, will be changed. Our health will be better. Amen. We ought to be smiling more. Hello? I smile all the time. Amen? I try my best to smile all the time. Because it takes more effort to frown than it does to smile. Amen. Hey, look, I'll just be honest. I'm too lazy to frown. Amen? I'm going to conserve my energy by just smiling all the time. Be having joy, praise God. You know what joy is? Joy is contagious. Amen? Amen. Joy is contagious. Laughter's a medicine. It's contagious. It helps you. It makes you healthy. It spreads. Praise God. You get that joy and get the life in and having a good time, praise God. People are life with you. Hey, it's a whole lot better having life with you than life at you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like it when people lie. Praise God. It brings things into perspective. Amen. Gives you a different perspective. Amen. Living with joy in your life, praise God. Amen. Brings a reprieve, amen, to that dismalness of the world. Those hard, stressful situations that you and I face constantly. But praise God, that different attitude with that joy in our hearts, a joy in our lives. That laughter, that medicine from the portals of glory that helps our heart. See what it does? It takes away the worries and the stress. The words in the stress, praise God, they give way to joy. Amen. When our joy is in the Lord. When we rest in the sovereignty of an almighty God. Hello? We realize that He is in charge. That He's in control. And no matter what happens, no matter how dismal, praise, no matter how much hardship we face, we just praise God because we know that this too will pass. Hallelujah. Amen. We just smile in the face of adversity and press on for the glory of God. See, that's what's unique about being a child of God. Amen. And the Lord gives them this, praise God. He paints them in these pictures, praise God, with a sense of humor. Amen. People can see the mighty hand of God. God lives, and the Son lives with Him. Praise God. When we remember, praise God, what the Lord's done. Amen. When we remember how good God is. When we remember that Jesus is the only one that's perfect and we're not. Hello? I'm talking about a serious sense of humor when we can, listen, when we can sometimes just back up and laugh at ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I've done a bunch of goofy stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, say it. I know it'd come from her. We do goofy stuff all the time.
Amen.
Praise God. Because you and I are not perfect. But Jesus is perfect. And we realize that we're not perfect, praise God. I'm not perfect. You're not that perfect. Then you know what we can do? The seriousness of a sense of humor, we can take ourselves and we don't have to take ourselves so serious. Amen. Sometimes I think we take ourselves way too serious. Hey, but we aren't perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. We don't live in a perfect world. We don't have a perfect government. We don't have a perfect life. Amen. Outside of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it's a wonderful life with hope and promise in Christ Jesus, our Savior. So laughter does good like a medicine. Amen. It changes our attitude and it helps us to be healthy. Amen. You know what the best thing in the world you can do if you're down and out and you're sick, you've been sick? Have somebody come along like Brother Jeff and makes you laugh. Amen. It makes you laugh, praise God. You forget about how bad you feel. You get about how sick you are, praise God. And your joy runs up in your soul and it's contagious. And you just laugh and have a good time and forget about the sorrows. Jesus, I believe Jesus had a serious sense of humor. Amen. He laid it out there and he showed it to people. And them Pharisees, them scribes and Pharisees, those hypocrites, they're like, what? What did he say? I believe them other folks, Brother Bill, I believe they were just hee-hawing. But that was funny. That's funny, praise God. Does good like a medicine. It helps them to understand, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. A cheerful person. Let me give you one more verse of Scripture and we'll go. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 13. Listen to what he says. He said, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Amen. You get a merry heart, guess what? You're going to look different. Amen. When you get a merry heart, when you get Lord in your heart, when you get a merry heart, a cheerful heart, you're going to look different. He said it maketh a cheerful countenance. Amen. A merry heart. It makes a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Amen. He said we're not supposed to have that spirit, that brokenness, but we're supposed to have that spirit of the Lord. Look what it says, verse 15. Said, all the days of the afflicted are evil. But now watch this. But he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Amen. He said, he that hath a merry heart hath a continual feast. He said, a person with a merry heart, a person with a merry life, with laughter in their heart, will live in a continual banquet from the Lord. Amen. Hey, don't be sad. Don't be neglected, praise God. Just be happy. Have a merry heart. Amen. It stirs you and it moves you, praise God. The psalmist said in Psalm 30 and 5, latter part of that verse, he said, weeping may endure for a night. But what did he say? But joy cometh in the morning. Amen. He said, weeping may endure for a night. He said, it may do for a little while. But praise God, joy comes in the morning. He said, we just need to stay joyful, praise God, because there's a serious sense of humor in this world in which we live. And that serious sense of humor is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise God, that He is the light of the Lord, the world, praise God, against the devil and the fiends of hell and the evil that He spoke about here, praise God, is in Christ our Savior. So the last life, praise God, is on the devil. Amen. Jesus will get the last laugh. when the devil is cast off into the abyss, in that lake of fire, praise God, forevermore. It's a serious situation with serious humor from a serious God who speaks to our heart, praise God. And he says, hey, listen, don't be so serious within yourself, but just be serious about the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him, praise God, to manifest Himself to you in so many ways that you have to like one of them. Amen. Praise God. He said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. Doeth good like a medicine.